This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey, it's Garcelle Beauvais, and this is Going to Bed with Garcelle. Every episode, me and my rotating mix of girlfriends, some celebrities, some not, will be heating things up with provocative girl talk. Get ready. No topic is too taboo, and everything is grown and sexy. Tonight, I am going to bed with the always raw, always real, original bad girl of comedy. I'm talking about my friend Lunel.
Hi, baby. Hi, everybody.
And the other person I'm going to bed with is my friend, assistant, confidant. She knows where the bodies are buried, Taz Beckford. Hey, Taz.
Hey, I'm so excited.
I didn't know this was a threesome. Okay, guys, so let's go to bed then.
My bed can accommodate all of us. What is your drink of choice, Taz?
I'm drinking vodka tonic, two limes.
Nice.
Lunel?
I have a screwdriver.
Oh, how appropriate. I am having Prosecco. Ladies, I'm going to jump into it. Do you feel like the more you moan, the more it increases your orgasm?
Well, for me, I am a moaner. Like the neighbors know my name. You know what I'm saying?
Is it a little like when Harry met Sally, when Meg was in the...
It can be.
Give me a little sample. Mostly, give me a little sample.
Mostly I sound like I did when I was in labor. It was more like... like that. It's sort of scary.
Actually, my guy asked me to moan some more, and he wants it a specific way.
I believe it. I feel like there's times when I'm masturbating, and if I'm really quiet, I don't get into it so much. But if I start moaning, it gets me in the mood. It changes the whole dynamic of the room, how I'm feeling, all that.
You moan with yourself, Garcelle?
Yes! I've not done that ever.
Yes! Listen, ladies.
I'm trying to get the visual in my mind, actually.
You and everybody else.
Right. I know, right?
I heard of a girl who could only orgasm if she fantasized about her boss. Have you ever had a boss that you were turned on by?
I have never had a boss I was turned on by, but I have had teachers that I were turned on by. And then I fucked one of them. Yeah, I really did. I fucked my art teacher.
Wow.
How was it?
It was delicious. It was a seedy motel, the whole shit.
No way. I haven't fantasized about a boss, but I remember I was going to an audition and the casting director was really, really cute. And so I waited after my audition and I went up to him and I said, hey, I'm new to LA. If you ever want to have coffee, you know, let me know. And he goes, I'd love to have coffee with you. He goes, but just so you know, I'm gay.
Girl, do you know I, Lunel, the consummate playgirl, I found out a guy I was talking to was gay. Guess when I found out?
When?
Right after he fucked me, goddammit. We were screwing for a while, and then I posted a picture, and one of the gays, you know, the gay network is vicious.
Honey, struck. They're
one of the
struck.
Gays texted me and said, hey, sis, you might want to check out this movie at this link on YouTube. Gay porn star, girl. Goddamn, some of the best dick I ever had in my life. Goddammit.
Looking back, were there any signs? Were there
the
any
only sign is that he was... very neat. He had a very neat apartment for a man. That should have been a sign. It was like a model home. And I'm like, you're very tidy, damn it.
Lunel, have you ever been with a woman?
That came through the 70s and the 80s. Have I? Shit, how many?
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was amazing.
I know, right?
Yeah. But you said on Housewives that you only kissed a girl.
Uh-oh.
Okay, why are you looking at me like that?
Pulling cards.
She is pulling.
I'm looking at you like, come on, sis, this is
okay,
your
okay, maybe
podcast.
I did a little more. Maybe I did a little more.
I'm going to be sure to get you drunk next time I see you. Guys, I didn't mean to kiss you, girl.
could you have sex more than once in a day? Like for me, maybe twice if I'm really into the guy.
Oh my God.
I can go all day.
You can?
Well, I mean, with pauses, you know, I may need to freshen up. I may need to eat something, but.
I hold the record when I first got married, me and my husband fucked 9 times in one day.
What?
Wow, that is a record.
Yeah, nine was amazing. Times. 9 times in one day.
Could you walk the next day?
Well, I didn't walk where? Shit, he brought me Becca's in bed after that shit, girl. I wasn't walking nowhere. We fucked so hard that. Like he had his hand on my head toward, mm-hmm. This is in the old no bed frame days.
Yes.
First got married in bed with mattress on the floor. So he had his hand on my head and we fucked all the way up against the wall. And he has a scar now. The way he rubbed the skin off his wrist, baby. Yes.
And you are proud of that.
Damn right. That's a little war wound.
Well, you've been married to your husband for 20 years, which is a beautiful feat, especially in Hollywood. How do you keep that going?
Not all in a row. That's how. Well, you know, we be together, then we separate, be together.
But is that right?
No, we had one really long separation. But the thing about it in being in this business is women are used to men leaving and going to work.
Right.
But you can't leave men home alone. Not that he was a cheater. My husband did drugs. I didn't. Mm-hmm. We got married in 90 days, and I didn't really know that side of him. But, you know, when you're not there to hold their dick for them on Valentine's Day because you're working and shit like that, men get into mischief. And that's what caused our separation. But he don't do drugs no more because now the old motherfucker got a pacemaker, prostate cancer, COPD, and look what that got you.
You're still loving on him, though.
Yeah, because, first of all, nobody ever married me before, so he gets big props for even being my husband. And I'm a huge flirt, and I might slip and cheat. You know, who knows? But the thing is, when I got married, it was really serious. It was madly in love, and I still love my husband. He's the baddest motherfucker I ever met in my life. I keep him off social media. I've never posted him.
I didn't even know you were married until we were shooting Coming to America. We were at the bar at the hotel, and yeah. I was shocked.
Yeah, nobody knows. But the thing about it is, to me, when you get married, the vows say, for better or worse, richer, or sickness and health. And you really find out what kind of love you got if one of you gets sick.
Yeah.
And if you're not fucking 9 times a day. And if you're not, do you still, you know, appreciate being around that person? Because at the end of the day, men get impotent, women don't. And yes. You got to have more to offer than just the dick. I get dick anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Taz, you've been with your guy for a year now, right?
A little over a year, year and a half.
Nice. It's still mm-hmm. fresh.
How's that going?
It's going. It's good. It's new. You know, I feel like I'm still warming up to him, but mm-hmm. I like it, you know?
Is he older, younger?
Like 2 years older.
Okay.
But he's had previous relationships, long-term relationships. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a man in like 10 years, so I feel like I'm readjusting to everything.
10 years?
How's the sex?
The sex is good. The sex is really good. And at first, it was a little rocky, and I just think because...
You get to know each other?
You had to get acclimated again.
I had to get acclimated, but now it's good.
Yeah.
I want to bring some toys. I want to bring something else in it.
Is he into that?
I don't know. I've never brought it up, but I'm...
Watch that booty hole, girl. Don't go near that booty hole. You don't want to know.
What if a guy wanted you to strap on and do him? Would you be into that?
Well, I've already done all that, girl. Oh, 70.
What?
70. 70.
They were doing that in the 70s?
Girl, I had a white boy who used to like to jack off while I stick a dildo in his ass. It was erotic. White boy, he could take that shit too. I ran that motherfucker for my ancestors.
Taz, your man, do you feel he's the one? Would you get married?
Mm.
He could definitely be the one.
Oh.
Okay.
I have a question for you, Linnell. So yeah. We were having pillow talk the other night, and I didn't know if I should be flattered or offended by this. But he basically said to me, oh, my friend saw a picture of us, and he said, I finally joined the fat girl club, meaning big girls make better sex partners. Do you find out, like, people wanting to have sex with you just because you're not a skinny mini?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I shouldn't be offended by that. I should take it.
No, no.
Okay.
That is a compliment because, you know, nobody knows how fat girls fuck unless you are indeed a fat girl or a guy who loves them.
Right. Is there really a difference?
They think we're lame and they think that we're not flexible and they think all that shit that is so not true.
I remember when This Is Us came out and I remember as you saying to me, oh my God, it's so nice to see that they had a big girl having a love scene because so many times it's the girls who are size zero, girl who's mm-hmm. size two. But I feel like, is there a difference between the way I make love and the way you make love?
Probably not, girl. Probably not, honey. That's what I'm saying. Right. Unless you're a squatter, I got bad knees. I ain't squatting and riding no more. I don't know. We'll take this horse down to Old Town Road, honey, because I'm not riding.
I'm not doing it. I don't like the way my belly hangs over, so I don't like to do it.
Oh, my
when
God.
When you're upside down at the foot of the bed, so your belly goes up to your titties and it's all good.
So let's talk about life as a comedian. I mean, you have a residency at the Jimmy Kimmel Club in Vegas. You've been at this for so long. People love you. How do you stay on the road and keep your marriage fresh and, you know, do the things you do?
Well, as far as my marriage goes, most of the time when I'm continuously on the road, my husband will go and visit his children, like in Texas or something like that. And then we meet up on the road and stuff like that. It keeps it real fresh and real hot. As far as my career goes, well, right now, let me just say that I'm unemployed, you know, and I don't have my residency in Vegas.
You know what?
And
you don't say you're unemployed. You're between projects.
That's not what the unemployment office say. They say, you got to say you're unemployed. I'm unemployed, in case anybody from EDD is listening. And that's why we're doing things like this. Also, there's the artist in you that misses the crowd and stuff like that.
I'm on a heavy dose of that, weekly.
But I think I stay relevant mostly because of my daughter. I have a 24-year-old motherfucking Gen Z X or whatever the fuck it is daughter. And she keeps eating me up on, you know, on people and stuff like that, like Quavo and Offset and all that stuff.
Oh, my God. That's a lot to keep up with. I have to say, you know, your signature blonde hair is like everybody knows you. You're gorgeous, this blonde hair. Does the carpet match the drapes, Lunel?
I have hardwood floor. No carpet.
I did not expect a hardwood floor. All right, we're going to go to a little bit of a nightcap. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Have you ever played with a man's feet? Are you into feet, Lunel?
Only pretty feet.
Okay, well, what if, all right, you're turned on by this guy, you bring him home, you had a great dinner, you had a couple of drinks, and then you get home, you undress, he undresses, and his feet aren't good. What are you going to do?
It is almost a deal breaker.
Is it?
But that's what socks are for.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
For me, it's hands. Your hands have to be nice.
But what if you meet a nice, hardworking man whose hands aren't that nice because he could build you a fucking house? Get over that shit, girl.
Okay.
Girl, get over that one. I like old hardworking ass man. I can't stand a suit guy. I don't like it. They're anal to me.
I've always liked a suit guy. Maybe that's my problem.
It might be my problem. Listen, my husband's an electrician. Baddest motherfucker I ever seen come out of an attic. Sweaty ass wife beater, tool belt, Tim's. What? And then you can put him in a suit. And he'd be G'd up. Well, but suit wearers, they wear a suit to dinner, they wear a suit to the club, they wear a suit to the movie, they wear a suit to work, they wear a suit. You know, like, who the fuck are you really? You know what I mean?
All right, ladies, rate your oral skills from 1 to 10. I think I'm a solid 9 because I really love going down on a guy. Yeah.
You got a good mouth for it.
Thank you, Lunel.
I'm going to give myself like a 7, you know?
Why? Only a 7? I'm surprised you're so confident.
Well, that's over half, but it's not like I'm not fucking Corinne Steffens fucking video vixen and all shit like that. But, you know, I rock a good dick every now and then. I don't teabag. I don't lick balls and all that shit.
Wait, what's a teabag? I don't even know what that is.
Fuck out of here, Garcia.
Right. I swear to God.
Right. I've heard it, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God. What is teabag? I just know what teabag.
Right. Miss, I moan by myself.
All right, whatever. All right. Taz, what's your rate?
I'm going to give myself an 8.
I can see that.
I can see that too. All right. When was the last time you received oral? I would say maybe 4 months ago for me.
Well, I know the date.
Why do you know the date, Lunel?
Because I was in Vegas and it was a week before I was to do it again, but my show got shut down on March 15th. That's when they started shutting down Vegas. But I was there the week before on March 9th. And that's the last time I had oral. I got cheated out of my oral on the 15th.
Oh, I'm sorry, girl. I'm so sorry. Taz?
Yeah.
Last Saturday?
Go, bitch! Go, bitch!
Yay!
What's the sexiest thing on a man to you?
Sexiest thing on a man is confidence and him smelling good. And his dick.
Don't forget the dick. Right, girl. Okay. Hilarious. For me, it's arms and eyes. Mm. And I like sleepy eyed, like Tupac's eyes. You know,
you do.
You know, little droopy, little sleepy eyes. Yeah, my husband has sleepy eyes like
does
that.
He?
Like little. Yeah, you know, I like that shit. Sexy to me.
I would say eyes, lips, and teeth. Obviously the dick, but the teeth too.
The teeth.
A good smile. A good smile. Yes.
All in touch and agree about them teeth. Baby. Okay.
All right, Lunel, you are so sexual. You own it. You talk about it. You're unapologetic for it. What's your sex superpower?
Kegels.
Oh, that is not what I thought. Can you hold it tight, girl?
Girl, I can pick you up and walk around the house with you. Because I had a C-section, so my vagina is the same it was in high school.
I swear to God, I can't with you.
That's my sexual superpower.
Taz, what's your super sex power?
My super sex power that I'm always wet.
That's a superpower, all right.
Let me take a drink on that one.
Yeah, I'm taking a drink on that one too.
We're gonna join you.
Okay, girl.
My sex superpower is giving a great blowjob.
That's good, girl.
I can do it on the road. I can do it in the air. I can do it all kinds of places.
That's a big 9.9 on the importance Richter scale for men.
Oh, my God. Right? Lunel, if you were to fix me up, who would you fix me up with? What kind of guy?
Well, since we know that you date interracially, I'm going to give you a black guy and a white guy.
Oh,
I would fix you up with the guy that I want really, really, really bad. Mm-hmm. And that's Adrian Brody. Okay.
Oh, my God. I have a thing for him, too.
Yes.
Ooh.
Honey.
Adrian Brody.
He's hot.
He can get it. He's hot.
Yeah.
So I'd fix you up with Adrian.
Okay.
Oh, let me do a Latino and a black guy.
Okay.
The white guy, Adrian Brody. Latino, I'd probably fix you up with, like, what's the old Iglesias? Julio?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the old Iglesias.
Yeah, the old one, not the young one, because the young one, listen, you want the G, you want the legend, you want the box player.
Absolutely.
You want the private planes, you want the sold out concert. That's who you want.
Amen.
Fuck that boy. You don't need all that groupie ass energy. No. You walk with a box player like Julio Iglesias, people step the fuck out the way, okay?
I love it.
And as a brother, I would fix you up with maybe like Method Man.
I do like a little thug in the bedroom.
Yes, girl. And he's all yoked up now. Have you seen his arm?
No, I haven't.
Ooh, geez, greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, you name it. He's in shape.
Lunel and Taz, this is my favorite part of the show where you get to highlight somebody who's made you smile, who's inspired you, and we call it going to bed with. So who would you like to go to bed with? Taz, I'll start with you.
I'm going to bed this week with Viola Davis. You know, now that I'm in this industry, I come across and I work with so many amazing black women. Mm-hmm. And just to hear her go at it and tell her feelings as raw as she did, it was amazing because I feel like in so many facets, any Black woman feels like that.
Yeah.
Did you see that speech that she did about not getting paid?
Sure did. Yeah, I got that saved to my phone. Very, very good.
Lunell, who would you like to go to bed with?
Michelle Obama.
Oh!
I love her. My Mercedes is named Michelle Obama because it's sleek and beautiful. I just watched Becoming on Netflix. It was inspirational. Agreed. She's healthy. Mm-hmm. She does a lot of work. She don't just talk the talk. She walks the walk. And she married the president of the United Shades of America. Okay.
Hello, hello. Yeah, that's a really good one. That came from South Central Chicago. Right.
And did that shit. And he really picked her, which shows you how badass he was to see a motherfucking stallion. And man, you Michelle Obama, I would not like to go to bed with her because I'd be too intimidated. But I'll go to bed, you know, on the show with Michelle.
Thank you. All right, I've never done this before since we've been doing the podcast. The person I want to go to bed with is you, Lunell. I want to go to bed with you because you are inspiring. You're hardworking. You're an icon, and I think you started when women didn't get the recognition that they needed.
For sure.
And you fought against all of it and you stay strong and you continue to be relevant and regarded and you're just amazing and I want to go to bed with you.
Yes. Right? Right, don't you? No, listen, thank you.
Well, I love you, baby.
You know, Garcelle, they don't know, like, when we first met, we had a connection at the gate and that's when I told you that day, I said, you're going to work in the future, you know, and you wasn't really doing nothing at that time. I said, you got work coming in your future and you're going to be working your ass off. You just wait. And I seen the progression. I see what you've been doing. You're just amazing. I really received that compliment with all my humbleness and graciousness. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Tell me, where can people find you, Lunell?
Well, my Instagram is at Lunell, L-U-E-N. Well, all you got to do is put in L-U-E and I pop up.
Okay.
And also, I have a YouTube show that I do every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. here in Cali. It's called Hey Lunell. And you can just click the link in my Instagram bio and come on over and subscribe because that show, it ranges in all different emotions. Sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's really not.
It's really good. It's really, really good. I love seeing you on that platform. Tazalicious.
You can find me on Instagram at Tazbeck, T-A-Z-Z-B-E-C-K, Tazbeck.
I'm going to follow you right now, Taz.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Right?
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss this grown and sexy conversation. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle or on Twitter at Garcelle B. So make sure to follow me. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Radio Point, and Beauvais Wilson Productions. Distributed by Podcast Nation. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson. Hosted by Garcelle Beauvais, executive producers Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Alex Bach, Richard Corson, and Daniel Powell. Co-executive producers, Janae Copeland and Cindy Levinson. Associate producer, Lene Sanders. Music is from Extreme Music. This show was edited and mixed by Radio Point.